Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino. Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Are you watching what is happening? Are you seeing what is happening right now? It's pretty amazing. Anyway, this is my my pre-market report. Turn on Bloomberg, Fox Business, CNBC. Right now, the commentators do not know what to do with themselves. What am I talking about? We got a couple of economic reports this morning. Absolutely abysmal. Right off the bat, this GDP number came in way, way worse than expected. We were being propagandized again, and this GDP number was supposed to come in at like a 2.4%, came in at 1.6. That's hit number one. Hit number two, we got this core inflation number way worse than nobody saw this coming except you and me. It's not going to stop. You know, it's incredible. Imagine if CNBC, let's just pick one of these freak shows, had me on there. I would tell people the way it is, and no one would be surprised. It's amazing to me. It is possible that the talking heads on these mainstream media outlets, they read a script, that they really are clueless because they're looking at each other as if they're on some other planet and they've just been put there by aliens or something. Like none of this was expected. It gets kind of more interesting than that. If you look at this GDP number coming in at 1.6, okay, and then you look at the inflation number, 3.48, that's what they're letting us know. It's obviously worse than that. If you base one against the other and look at how the economy is performing with regard to GDP and inflation, we are contracting at 1.88%. But you see, you're not allowed to know this stuff. Imagine, for example, this was being broadcast. Look, this thing is it's a freak show. And you see, look, they think the laugh is on you and me. The laugh is not on you and me because you and I have been so far ahead of the curve on this. It's amazing to me. I'm right now in the corner of my screen. I'm looking at CNBC here. I got it up. And you can see the look on the commentators' faces. They're baffled. They're shocked. They have no idea what's going on. And stock futures on the back of this are down across the board over 300 on the Dow. That's not the real story. The 10-year yield rising pretty substantially right now. Big sell-off here in the debt market. Now, the dollar isn't doing too much, but the market's unhappy right now. On a relative strength basis, the dollar is actually slightly negative. But obviously, look, let me, you know, I was putting together some numbers this morning here. I believe gauging from the 10-year yield, the action we've seen in the 10-year yield and the dollar, it looks like a pretty hard line in the sand with regard to risk and the MMRI. Looks to be about 311.7. This is the current number for the MMRI. Again, free to everybody. Link in the description of this video. So what this tells me is if the MMRI just rises a little bit, we get to 311.7, this market's going to become extremely unhappy. So, I mean, look, this isn't written in stone, but just by my calculations this morning, it looks like where the red line in the sand might be. So let's keep our eyes on that. Now, what does that mean for you and me? People say to me all the time, Greg, you're a doomer. You're a gloomer. Where are the solutions? I've been out here for 10 years talking about solutions, betting against the debt, becoming your own central bank. Look, if you've been with me for any length of time, you are in the right spots, and I am thrilled to know that, okay? But what do these people want? What do they expect? We're going to have a revolution? We're not going to have a revolution. Let me tell you why. Because they're creating dependency on the system, slaves to the system, and these people are dependent on handouts. Why would these people rebel against a system that's barely allowing them to survive? You know, you're going to eat bugs and you're going to enjoy it. That's really what this comes down to, people. Unfortunately, they got us all by the throat, by the can't say that word, and everything else, and it's just not going to stop. You know, really, how many of you are shocked? I really want to hear from you, please. Are you surprised at all to find out that we had a huge miss with regard to GDP? And I want you to think of something else. All this spending here, even for war, is calculated in GDP. So could you imagine if you strip out just war spending alone, GDP's in the negative. And again, if you weigh this against inflation, we are contracting at a pace we've never seen before in history. But this isn't by design. This is what central banks, in this case the Fed, are doing to all of us. Where's the outcry? Where's our loving, caring representatives? Oh, they want to fund wars all over the world. $61 billion for Ukraine weapons. Oh, yeah, another freaking 20-something billion for Israel as well, and Taiwan. Oh, that's all they care about. They don't care about keeping this country safe or anything else. It's about fostering war. Why? Because war creates a need for more borrowed dollars than you can imagine. It's the number one way to do it. Expand war. And this makes the Federal Reserve stronger. It's an incredible thing. Imagine if we had anyone with a... Look, I'm just a small little guy out here. Okay, I have a tiny audience compared to some people. If we had... Let's say Donald Trump would come out here, he's running for president, and explain to people the situation the way I do. Maybe people would wake up, but he can't do that either. And you think the freak behind the Resolute Desk will do it? He doesn't know if it's day or night, night or day, which end is up or down. You know, he's obviously mentally impaired. Whether it's age-related dementia or whatever it might be, I don't know. But he's not going to tell you nothing. Our representatives aren't going to tell you nothing. No one's going to tell you nothing. So like I've been telling you, it's you and me. It's you and me against the world. And right now, this system is looking pretty freaking bad. Going back to the market, stock futures lower across the board. Sell-off here, pretty profound in the debt market. 10-year yield rising. Cryptocurrencies under some pressure. Gold and silver flat this morning. I forgot to look at crude oil, not sure what it's doing. But it's a commodity. Okay, what does that mean? It means you should have exposure to commodities. People, now more than ever, how do I say this another way? I'm working my butt off here to keep you on the right side of this, meaning you need to gain exposure more so than ever with regard to commodities. These are my favorites on earth. You know that, my favorite of all time, silver, okay? Nothing wrong with gold, but I think if you look at the gold to silver ratio right now, you will see why I am talking about this. Silver being my most favorite asset, period, the end. But if you want more exposure to commodities, I've already told you how to do this. I've written 5 newsletters, at least 5, maybe more. And it's there right now, so you can look at this stuff. My newsletter is free to everybody. Link in the description of this video. Which I went over exchange-traded funds, which will give you exposure to a broad basket of commodities. And I think that's what you need to do. What else did we find out just the other day? That the Federal Reserve is going to be buying back U.S. Treasury debt. So this is just another way for them to inflate. And you know that's their goal here, for central banks to continue to inflate. And what that means is, again, taking this whole thing in, it's not going to stop. You need to bet against the system. The system is coming apart. If you can't see that, even just by today, okay, again, turn on Bloomberg or Fox Business or whatever, CNBC, for 5 seconds, and you're going to see the commentators, what's going on? Why? Why is it? But we're being told everything is so great. Our economy is so strong. But it's not. I don't understand it. You mean we're being lied to? These lines that we're reading, these scripts that we're fist-feeding everyone rectally and in every other orifice, you mean these are just lies and we're spreading propaganda? Any of these freaks over there on the mainstream media, if they have the slightest conscience, they'd be quitting their jobs today. But they won't, because they're all getting paid a lot of cash to lie to you. They can pay me enough to lie to you, okay? I have a conscience. I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. I'm going to tell you the truth. I grew up Catholic, and it provides you with a guilt issue that you carry around for the rest of your life. I don't know about those other views that were brought up Catholic, but it does weigh on you. Guilt, and it sticks with you for your whole freaking life. I'm not going to lie. So I would never lie to any of you, but these people, whatever they are, they're also not human. If they can sit there and lie, If they know it, maybe they're doing this unknowingly because they're just brain dead. But if they know that they're lying to you, how do they sleep at night? I don't understand that. They have a responsibility, as I do. I have a reasonably large audience here. Not like any of the mainstream media outlets, but I feel a responsibility to all of you. I really do. To bring you actionable information. Not just talk about stuff that's just garbage and nonsense. But in this environment, you need to take action. And you know exactly what you need to do. Again, the solutions, bet against the debt, become your own central bank. Realize that you're being lied to on an epic scale and it's not going to stop. The economic news is going to get much worse from here faster. The economy is in free fall faster. It's not going to stop, people. It's not going to stop. So anyway, just real quick, keep your eyes on the MMRI. This is today or this morning's number. It looks to me, and that 311.7 could be a hard red line in the sand. Let's see what happens if we get here. The market has been, well, doing nothing, the stock market, since we crossed into the red zone with regard to the MMRI, which is, again, look how I color-coded this for you, extreme risk. This could not be easier for you. I made this for myself. You know where this came from? Let me tell you real quick. I was looking for a better way to gauge risk in this market. So I said, hey, you know what? Let me come up with this. And this, I think, is an ingenious little tool. I designed this for me, okay? But I said, hey, you know what? I'm going to share this with everyone because I think this is an invaluable tool. If you know how to use this, if you pay attention to what's going on, this to me, especially for my lions out here, is an invaluable tool, and it's free. The best things in life are free. This is one of them, in my view. So again, link in the description of this video. Keep your eyes on this. Let's look for MMRI 311.7 and see where this goes. And I'm not saying we're going to crash or melt down, but I think the market's going to be very unhappy if this thing here keeps climbing. This is not a good place to be in right now. All right, people, look, covered a lot here. I want to hear from you on all this. Are you surprised about any of this? Are you surprised that GDP came in way low? Are you surprised that core inflation continues to rise more than expected? No one saw that one coming except you and me. Like I've been telling you, they can't beat us. We are too smart, and we're going to remain that way. We're going to stay way ahead of the curve on all this, and I will never let you down. That's my promise to all of you, all right? This guy here loves you from the heart. I mean that. I will see all of you for the live stream, 4:05 p.m. Eastern. I hope to see you there. Have some questions ready for me, all right? I'm going to get going. Until I see you later, take care of yourselves and take care of each other, all right?